Creativity, How Our Messy Minds Can Both Create and Deceive. Written by Carla Weyers. Narrated by Tyla Shandro. Chapter 1. What is creative skill? An act of creativeness can be nice and motivating, such as creating a stunning painting or developing an innovative new product. However, an idea doesn't need to be artistic or world-changing to count as creative. Life needs everyday acts of ingenuity and novel workarounds. In this sense, almost everybody has some amount of creativity. Studies indicate that creativity involves making new connections between different areas of the brain, which is achieved by cultivating divergent thinking abilities and deliberately uncovering oneself to new experiences and to learning. While research psychologists are interested in tapping innovative thinking, clinical psychologists sometimes encourage clients to use artistic expression as a way to face hard feelings. It is in everyone's interest to nurture creative impulses, regardless of an individual's day job. How can a person go about shaking up the way they think? Creative skill is connected with many elements, consisting of conducive environments, ideal partners, personality traits, spirituality, and just a hint of serendipity. Finding the right mix of these is not always easy, but the results are well worth it. How to be more creative? Most people feel that they have no or extremely limited creative capability, even some who work in creative fields. And it's true that certain individuals are more creative than others. Luckily, though, creativity can be obtained and refined at any age or experience level. Innovation isn't some magnificent gift. It is actually the proficient application of knowledge in new and interesting ways. It needs altering an individual's regular routine, stepping outside of normal comfort zones, and taking notice of the present moment. When learning new information, taking a break, either by sleeping or just enjoying a diversion, is another way of allowing the unconscious mind to process the information in novel and unexpected ways. That usually prepares for an innovative insight or development. Does creative skill have a dark side? Creative skill is typically viewed as a socially beneficial quality. However, some people use their imaginations in pursuit of antisocial ends. What's, in some cases, described dark creative skill. A scam artist who devises a novel or foolproof scheme for drawing victims is exercising creative skill. But as it is being released to hurt others and help himself and make money from them, or others, most observers will find his scheme objectionable, no matter how imaginative. Recently, scientists have looked for a greater comprehension of how darkness and creative skill relate. Some research studies have realized that creativity is related to narcissism. Others have recognized a link between higher creativeness and lower sincerity and humility. In one research study, dispositional creative skill was found to anticipate unethical conduct. Ultimately, creativeness might be better conceived as neither naturally positive nor naturally negative. Instead, it might be best to examine motivations and results when judging the value of any creative act. Chapter 2. Does creative skill have its dark side? As unrealistic as it may sound, creative skill isn't always a good thing. Psychology has generally considered the think-outside-the-box mindset as more preferable than sticking within the straight and narrow. Decades of research have connected creative skill to a myriad of positive results with flow, the gut feeling of being internally inspired, seen as the key to joy. Historically, the innovative geniuses, such as luminaries as Michelangelo, Mozart, and Picasso, are admired for their brilliant and lasting contributions to the arts. The Henry Fords, Albert Einstein,